everybody. Welcome back to A Wicked Darkness with Sue Pitt. I'm your host, Kathy Poltrock, and with me I have Leah, Dan, Kez, Rich, Debbie. Tonight we're going to do a little talking about our favorite local haunts. Not local as in our area, but local as in United States. It doesn't have to be a spot that we've investigated. It can also be a place that you want to go to, like on our bucket list. So who has a favorite haunt they want to talk about? Anybody?
All of us.
Yeah. All right, Kez, yeah. I'll go with you.
Oh boy, I get to go first. Here I go.
You're in all trouble right now.
So I was really thinking about this. And I was going to pick a place I haven't been, but there's a place that I would love for all of us to go that I have been once. And that's West Virginia Penitentiary. So it's shut down now, obviously, because I was able to go there and investigate. But Gina and I went there on a little bit of a trip. And it was just very cool, I think, because you got the spook factor as it is, being an abandoned prison. Like, that's just neat to, like, roam those hallways in the darkness, nonetheless, you know, virtually alone. The stories out of there are very fun. And we did get a little bit of evidence. And so I think that it's one of those places where it's like, you know, you go and you're excited and it's got the ambiance and it's got the hype. And you get there, and even if you just get one or two things, you know, and it's not a total bust, you're like, yeah, this place is great. And that was kind of my experience there. I think that it would be a fun road trip for us to do. It would be obviously a little bit of a longer one.
Yeah.
But very, very cool place. They still got old Sparky on display, which is their, you know.
You guys got a picture of old Sparky, didn't you?
We did get a picture of old Sparky. Old Sparky was behind glass, so we couldn't, you know, get all up in it. But probably didn't want to anyways. Probably would have gotten possessed. You know, demon chair times 306, however many they have out there. but yeah, so that was just very cool because they had some old artifacts still kind of on display. They've got different cells with, you know, specific stories and happenings in there. And they can tell you about, you know, what inmates were the worst. And they can tell you about, you know, all the deaths that they had. And I mean, you guys can just imagine prison, you know, and how just wicked dark it is. Mm-hmm. And in all the sense. And I just, it was a very cool place to see briefly and to kind of walk through. And I would 110% love to go back there again.
Now, did they have you with a tour guide, or did they have you like go on your own where you could just do like an audio tour? Because I know when I went to Alcatraz, they had it where you had like the tour guide could take you, or you could do the audio, and you wore like a, you know, like an old
Walkman type of thing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Walkman. Yeah. See, it's been so long I can't even think of the name of it anymore. So did they have something like that, or you just walked around?
No, I do believe that they do have something like that for day tours. We did like the special overnight investigation tour thing. And so they basically gave us a history. They walked us through. They gave us a tour of the place with a group of people, random people that we didn't even know. And then we got to come back to like the main area and pretty much gear up. And then we all went out and did our own separate thing for a couple hours.
Okay. Did they have like a place where you could not go to? Like there was like an off limits, you can't go to this area?
I don't recall that. So I'm going to go with no, but it was a big place. So they could have just not taken us if there was a place that was a no-go. You know what I mean?
Right.
But no, very cool place. And you know, there were other people there, right? So you have to consider cross-contamination and all that stuff. But the cool thing was, is there several building. It's not like it was one giant prison building and it was echoing forever and ever. There were several buildings on this property. And so you could target a building that nobody else was in. And I think that was really cool. And they didn't have like hundreds of people, you know, it was like,
right,
It's like 30, 40 people.
Oh, okay. So that's manageable with as big
Yeah,
of a
and
place
I
as.
might even be exaggerating that, to be honest, because I remember the meetup room before you actually went out and went on the tours and everything was very small. So I can't imagine they jammed us all that many people in there.
Right. Leah, how about you?
Oh, so I'm close with Kez's idea. Very close. So on my bucket list that I have not yet been to, and I understand that it's going to be a long trip if we ever go, but regardless if I go with the team or I go by myself, I'm going. It's going to happen. And that is Eastern State Penitentiary. That
Oh,
is
yeah.
number one on my list. And one of the biggest reasons why it's always been on my list is because those who know me very well know that I love history. And had I gone to school over again and like did my life over again, I'd probably be a historian of some sort.
I
And
think I would have been right there with you.
I really enjoy the history of it. Also, knowing that the idea of this prison system was brought up in a meeting held at Benjamin Franklin's house back in 1787. So this penitentiary, and I am also in the criminal justice world, I'm with youth justice. And one of the things that I enjoy about my job is reforming of detention centers and prison systems, especially for youth. So at the time, this place was built as almost a reform of prison, but in a different type of way. This prison was really meant to build in for isolation and solitude because they felt that to reform the prison should be everybody should be alone and in isolation and not speaking to each other so they can sit and think about what they did through hard work, labor, and being alone. So the inmates there actually were not speaking to each other. They didn't have access to each other. And if they did, on an off chance, have to see somebody go through, they had a mask that they had or a hood that they had to put over the prisoners to walk them to a cell so like nobody could see them. It was also not to harm the prisoners. It was actually very big on privacy. So you didn't know exactly who was all in there. Did it stay that way? Of course not. And of course, some crazy stuff happened there. So we did actually have a lot of famous criminals in there. And then, of course, there was, as things got a little bit further, things, you know, there was more torture things happening, like a water bath or the mad chair, which is pretty popular for Eastern State Penitentiary. The mad chair is like a binding and restricting movement for days at a time. And then there was like the iron gag and the Klondike. So there were different torture mechanisms that took place all during this time. But when the prison closed, there was a lot of talks about what they wanted to do with that space because the architecture of this prison is phenomenally beautiful. And they wanted to make it haunting and scary looking to deter you from doing crime to end up there. People like me just find it fascinating. It might have scared some people, but for me, I probably would loved it because I'd want to go in. So now they've been talking about how there's been yellings. They can hear people in the cells. They can hear clattering. So it's just things like that that I want to go see and hear and try to experience for myself. But that is probably one of my most favorite historical locations that I ever want to see.
Nice.
I've
Yeah.
heard very good things about that place too.
Me too. I've heard a lot of interesting things, and I know a couple of teams that I talked to have been there and they've had some great experiences and they've gone back a couple of times. So I would love to have that on our bucket list. Maybe we can make that happen. We'll see.
All right.
But like you said, either way, you're going.
I'm going.
Either
It's
with us
happening.
or by yourself or
If I
whoever.
end up going, it's going to end up being by myself because nobody wants to go with me. But I encourage the team to make an awesome outing.
Well, we'll have to look into that. How about you, Debbie?
My favorite place is obviously Waverly Hills. I actually found some pictures that I took in 2010 when a bunch of us went there. And we had stuff happening from pretty much the minute we walked in the door. That we were getting given a nickel tour. And as we were walking down the hallway, we heard somebody running up behind us. Well, we turn around, there's nobody there, but you could hear somebody running. In base camp, it was like there were three children and they were kicking a ball in a triangle. And even though the windows were open, there was no breeze coming in, nothing. And the ball was going straight. So that was cool. There's a piano on the third floor, I believe, and nobody was on that floor, and the piano was playing, so that was really cool. We had gone, and a couple of us had gone into the room where the nurse had hung herself.
502.
And, yeah, 502. And then I just felt weird in it, and one of the guys that I was with, he went and stood like where she had hung herself, where they found her, and he got physically sick to his stomach. There was a couple that they had gone into the morgue, and the guy had laid on the slab, and was his wife pushed him in, closed the door, and stuff. And within minutes, he was screaming to get out. He got out, and he had three scratches on his back, and they were welting up. So that was like really freaky. So we kind of stayed away from there. The freight elevator, which does not work, has not worked for many, many, many years. It did go up and down. We did hear that. But the scariest part was the family of raccoons that was running back and forth. So, I mean, I would love to go back. Whether we would have that kind of experience again, I don't know. But just
Trash
from the get-go,
pandas.
yeah, just from the get-go, it was just something was happening like all the time. My daughter got freaked out, and she lasted maybe 10 minutes. So.
Now, is there any windows in that building?
Windows, but they're all broke over
Okay.
time, vandalism, stuff like that. But
So is the outside when, because everybody has seen Waverly. Waverly is like one of the iconic, infamous haunted locations. Everybody, when you say Waverly, everybody knows what you're talking about. You don't have to say anything else. And when you look at the building, it looks like the hallways are on the outside portion of the building. Is that correct, or is that,
well, the
because isn't that where they
there's the
had
outs, yeah, because
the
what they
tent?
did was those people that were that needed sunshine, they rolled them into another room, and then there's like a hallway, and then the wall is just like just open space. And if you were getting ready to pass away, you just kind of stayed in your room on the other side of the building. But yeah, that place is massive. I mean, you see it on TV and it just does not compare to actually seeing it. I mean, my God, it's just huge.
And the same thing,
But
like, did you go with a tour guide, or did they allow you to break off from the group and let you go to different places inside the building, or did you have to stay with the group and stay with the tour guide?
so we got a mini tour, and then I think there were 10 or 12 of us from my previous paranormal group. We had gone there and did an overnight investigation. So after the tour, she went back to the gift shop, and the rest of us were getting ready to go out and look for people.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, again, another one that's on the bucket list for us. I know we had talked about it before. So our bucket list keeps getting bigger and bigger, which is great. It just gives us more places that we can go to, which is exciting. But how about Dan, how about you?
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while too, what my favorite haunted location is. And it's almost hard to say. I do really enjoy the experiences that I've had myself at Shaker's Cigar Bar, although granted it is becoming more touristy than anything lately, it seems. and I haven't been in there in about a year. But in all honesty, I would actually really like to go back and do an official investigation at Dartford Cemetery. I know I had told you, Kathy, that I would never go back there again for as long as I live, but I've been thinking about it, and I would love to do an actual investigation and be, prepared this time and protected, unlike the first time I went there. It was just kind of on a whim with my wife and son and her cousin and some of their friends, and we went rather late at night and just parked on one end of the cemetery and cut through it and got to see the pretty awesome gravestone of Chief Heinacker. If
Which
you've
we
ever
do
seen
have
his.
a picture of that when we went, because we went as a team.
That is a pretty amazing thing. So we walked through there, and I generally, when it comes to haunted locations, I get this very odd feeling in my diaphragm area and like stomach and in my chest, and sometimes chills up my spine, and I wasn't feeling anything at first. Until probably 20 minutes later, when we were standing in front of the mausoleum. Knows that if you sit on it at a certain time of night and a certain night of the year, some ghostly force will push you off. So we were just hanging around there talking, and all of a sudden, my son, who was 16 at the time, just disappears. He ran off by himself. He was a few hundred yards away, couldn't see him for the life of us. And he had said that when he finally came back, said that he had heard a lot of footsteps around him, but nobody was there. And he found this old quarter that looked like it was burned into a headstone. So, in his infinite wisdom, decided to take it, and he wanted to keep it.
Which, by the way, is a bad idea. Never take anything from any kind of tombstone, headstone, anything out of a cemetery. Leave it where it lies. Just a
Exactly.
little helpful hint there.
And from what happened to us after he did that, I couldn't agree more. So he finally came back to the group and then saw like 15 or 20 other quarters in front of the mausoleum that none of us saw 10 minutes before that. And he w wanted to grab some of those too. And I'm like, absolutely not. You put that other one down, you're not taking anything.
Sorry, that's my dogs
So
fighting.
he finally came to his senses and left the quarter there. But unfortunately, he ended up bringing something else home with him. And so right before we left, I was by the gate because I was getting very uneasy about the whole situation. And suddenly, way down on the other end of the cemetery, I heard what sounded like several children laughing. And mind you, this is now 10:30 at night, and we were the only ones there. Nobody else heard it, but I heard like four or five children just laughing. And I'm like, okay, it's time to go. And when we left, the entire walk back to the car, it felt like we were being followed.
Wow.
Long story, a little longer. My wife ended up getting three scratches on her stomach that we've got zero explanation for. I started throwing up these unusual, vividly neon colored things that I have no idea what it was. Was really sick the next day up until like 2 p.m. and then all of a sudden I felt better after throwing up neon orange, neon green, neon yellow. And then my son, for the next 3 weeks after we got home from vacation, Whenever I would play any kind of music like Ave Maria or any Christmas tunes or whatever came on my music app, he finally came up to me and he's like, "Dad, that music is really bothering me. It hurts my head. I don't feel right. Things are going on. I've been seeing things." And it turns out we took him to a place and we found out that he brought home a little friend with him from the cemetery because he messed with those quarters, I would imagine. So we ended up having to do just short of an exorcism on this boy. He had to get in the tub and do like some ritualistic bath with herbs and crystals, and we had to say a bunch of prayers and sage the entire house. And luckily, that was the end of that. So that's my reason for not wanting to go back there. But like I said, when we did, we were completely unprepared. We didn't say any kind of, don't know what you would call it, prayers or whatever to protect ourselves. But just everything that I've read about the cemetery and what I've experienced in the 20 minutes or so that I was there, it would be a pretty cool place to go back to.
Yeah, when we went to Dartford, it was one of those, let's stop. We had just we were at the tannery, right, Debbie, Rich? Am I correct on that? Okay. So trying to think where we were coming from. So we were at the tannery, and then we also did an investigation at St. Joseph's Church. And on the way home, we're like, we're really close. Let's stop at Dartford just to check it out. It wasn't what we thought it was going to be like. On TV, obviously, TV is TV. And when you see things in real life, it changes your perspective. And when we went there, we realized that the cemetery is in two different locations, one across the street from the other. And where the mausoleum that you're talking about, that's in the older section, along with the chief's tombstone. And so we also thought it was going to be in the middle of nowhere, basically. It kind of made it look like it. And when we got there, it's in the middle of a neighborhood, with houses all around it. And so we decided to try it out. And Rich, I think I have a picture of you standing on top of the mausoleum at one point and sitting there and we were trying to see if it would kick him off. It didn't. But we were there probably about as long. I don't 20 minutes or so. It wasn't very long that we were there, at least not that I can recall. But we didn't have the experience afterwards that you and your family experienced, obviously. But it was definitely a cemetery that I wouldn't mind going back and just checking things out again. But it's funny that you talk about it because I was talking to somebody today. We're messaging each other about different locations, and he had brought up about Dartford, and I said, "Yeah, we've been there, and but I know there's one of my team members that does not want to go back, and I understand, I completely get it." So it's just kind of funny that you bring it up today that you want to go back there. So I mean, we can at some point if it's right, we'll go again and see what it's about. I know it's close to one of our former members' homes, and she has invited us to her home because it's a an old farmhouse and she's had some things going on there. So maybe we'll stop there and check it out and check out her farmhouse and see what she's got going on. We'll see. I don't know. Rich, how about you?
Favorite place is Farrar, I think. Only
Yeah,
because I think that's probably where I've experienced the most to
you
date.
have actually.
A lot of places we go, we get a lot of we've got EVPs and things like that. That place was just crazy with EVPs from the first time we went. I think we've at least can't remember this last time when we went, if we got EVPs or not. I don't know, the last time we went was pretty quiet, uncharacteristically.
Yeah, I can't remember having any EVPs. I know we did a flashlight session that was working pretty well. But as far as any EVPs, I don't think we captured any this time, which was weird because we've been there 3 times now.
Yeah, and EVPs were usually one of the most prominent things we would get.
Right.
We caught that really cool orb that I don't believe in. Orbs don't do anything for me, but that one was definitely a head scratcher. To date, I don't think we've experienced anything quite like that again.
Right.
We've seen shadows and been touched a couple times there. But that was all in our earlier trips there. Seems like each time we've gone, it's got a little different. Which I think backs up some of the theories of you got to go to places more than once to either verify or confirm or deny anything that's going on. If you go back and you get the repetitive things, which, like I just said, it's weird because we've been there 3 times and all 3 times it's been a different experience.
Yeah.
But impressive each time.
The first
time was really weird.
You're right. I mean, of all the places that we've been to, I think Farrar is like my top one as well. Just because the first time we went there was crazy. It was so many things that were going on, and we had split up the team. So the first time we went to Farrar, we had 6 of us, 3 guys, 3 girls, and I split the team up, and you guys went in first into the school and we went across the street. We weren't even in the building. So, I mean, you had the whole building to yourselves. Minus the owners. The owners stay there on the premises, and they don't come out. You don't even know they're even there.
No.
So yeah, we've had numerous things happen there.
And we had stuff on the walkthrough. The very first time.
Yes, we did.
On the walkthrough, and so did Ryan.
Yeah.
You know,
and it was nice because with Ryan's, it was Nancy, the owner, was giving us a tour, and she was telling us about, I think we were in the library. And she said that this is the room that they hear a male say, "Get out." And Ryan was walking out of the door into the hallway and heard, "Get out." And we caught it because we always record. We're always got like a video going or a voice recorder going wherever we're going in the buildings. And when we're walking around with the owners and stuff like that, and we captured that. Not only on the voice recorder, but on the video as well. And same with Scott, who heard the little girl up in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Farrar is an awesome place. If anybody wants to go to a great location, Farrar is one of the top places to go to. It's in Maxwell, Iowa. And Nancy and Jim, who own the building, I don't know if they still own it. I know they were selling it. But I think they're still involved with Farrar.
Mm-hmm. I think so. And I think they're still doing investigations there. I've seen, I think on Facebook, people have still been going there. So
yeah,
it's cool. I'd like to go back again, I guess. I mean, I don't know, the last time kind of didn't impress me much, but that doesn't mean that we would go a fourth time and have it be like the first time we went, where you get a lot of stuff. Cause going on the theory of the stagecoach stuff or the transient things where things just kind of pass through there, you just never know if it really is something on the lines of that that's happening there.
Right.
You just never know what you're going to get. So.
Yeah. And it seems like every time that we go, it's something different, but you know, it's something that we've always talked about. And I agree. I think we should go back because I think with the way that the last time went, we have so many more questions, and we have tested some of the theories that we've come across, and you know, of you know, what we have found out about the property and the history of the building and of the community itself. Mm-hmm. We just keep learning more and more, and then we still keep getting certain things that make you question what is actually at Farrar.
I think we need to do a little more investigating during the day as well there. After thinking about it and listening to some of the stuff I had on my last the last trip there where I had numerous things while we were not there during the day.
Yes.
That was just noise after noise after noise after it was just, but can't tell what it is.
Right.
I think, and it's weird there because when you're there, you don't hear all those noises.
No.
You don't hear all the popping and the creaking and the cracking, and it's just nonstop little noises that are weird because when you're actually there and you're sitting there, it's pretty quiet. Every now and then when you walk, you hear it, but
yes,
there's no moving around.
No. And even when we were sleeping, it was really active. And luckily we had recorders still going and we heard like people walking around, but nobody was walking around. It wasn't us that was walking around. It was something else because we were all waking up at different points, but not getting out of our beds. But then we also heard our names being called, but it wasn't any of our voices that were calling our names in the middle of the night. But I agree. I think we should go back and do some more investigating and do it during the daytime too. I mean, not that we haven't done in the day, but I think we should do a little bit more during the day.
Right. I think that's something we need to try at least there.
Right.
Especially when you're there for that length of time, and maybe some upcoming ones that we're going to be doing within the next week, the one that we're doing, I think maybe we need to do a little more during the week. Just, you know.
Yeah, I agree. So what he's talking about is that this next week that we're coming into, we're going to be going to Ashmore States. And I know the team is really excited for that. We're going to be gone for the whole weekend. And it's a poor farm. It was a poor farm. It was also a home to the mentally ill, and went into disrepair. So they've got lots of claims that we're going to be looking into. And so it should be exciting. It's like 4 hours away from where we live. So it's pretty close compared to Farrar, I think, is 7 hours away from where we live.
I don't know if it was that far, was it?
Six hours. It's a little bit.
Six, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit longer than Ashmore. But yeah, it'll be fun. We'll have some more things that we'll be trying out while we're there. So we may just do an episode while we're at Ashmore too. So be prepared for that. I agree with you. My favorite place is Farrar, to go to Farrar. I mean, I've been to a lot of places too, but Farrar seems to be the place that we just keep coming back to time and time again. We started there in 2010 and, you know, it's 2022 now, and we were just there last year. I think, yeah, last year we were there. So I see us going back to Farrar probably next year, definitely. And seeing if hopefully it's still going to be around. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to go in like we have been in the past. That would be fantastic. And hopefully we'll be able to do Dartford and, you know, Eastern State and, Ohio and Trans-Allegheny and a whole bunch more that are out there. Like I said, our bucket list keeps growing and growing, and I'm okay with that. We just got to find the time to be able to go to all these places. So I think for now, we're just going to say goodbye to everybody until next week. Remember, you can always follow us on Spotify, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio now. Make sure you follow us on Facebook as well. We're also on Instagram. And you can stop by our website at www.sewpit.com. And that's SEWPIT.com. And I'm your host, Kathy Pultrock, with Wicked Darkness. And we'll talk to you guys later. All right. I'll see you guys all next week.
Okay.
All right.